February 22nd through the 28th. Doctrine and Covenants, sections 18 through 19. The worth of souls is great. It is only through the Holy Ghost that a person's heart can change. President Henry B. Eyring taught, quote, "If you teach doctrinal principles, the Holy Ghost will come," end quote. See discussion with Elder Richard G. Scott and Elder Henry B. Eyring, Church Educational Systems Satellite Training Broadcast, August 11, 2003. Invite sharing. To prompt class members to share their experiences with the Scriptures, read together Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 34 through 36. Then ask class members to share a verse they read this week in which they recognized the voice of the Lord. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 16, section 19, verses 15 through 20, and verses 39 through 41. The Lord rejoices when we repent. Many people associate repentance with negative feelings. How can the Lord's words in Doctrine and Covenants sections 18 and 19 help class members see repentance as something joyful? You could write on the board, "Repentance is blank," and ask class members to suggest ways to complete this sentence based on what they've read from sections 18 and 19. Consider reviewing Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 16, section 19, verses 15 through 20, and verses 39 through 41 in class. What does it mean to cry repentance? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 14. Perhaps class members could consider this question as they read Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 16. Why do people sometimes choose not to repent? How can we inspire those we love to come unto the Savior and receive forgiveness? Encourage class members to look for something in Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 16, or section 19, verses 15 through 20 that could help. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 16. The worth of souls is great in the sight of God. How can you help class members understand how valuable each of us is in God's sight? Maybe they could read Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 16, and share experiences in which they came to understand their worth to God. How do these verses affect the way we view ourselves, other people? How does God show us that we are of great worth to Him? Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 15 through 19. Jesus Christ suffered for all mankind. How can you help class members feel the witness of the Holy Ghost as they ponder the Savior's description of His own atoning suffering? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 15 through 19. Perhaps you could invite someone to sing a favorite hymn about the Savior. You could also display a picture of the Savior and invite class members to read verses 15 through 19. Then they could write down their thoughts and feelings. Elder D. Todd Christofferson's words in additional resources could also deepen class members' appreciation for the Savior's suffering. A sentence like this on the board could help class members ponder, "I am grateful for the atonement of Jesus Christ because blank." A few class members may be willing to share what they wrote and bear their testimonies of Jesus Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 26, and verses 34 through 41. Doing God's will often requires sacrifice. As class members face situations in which they must make sacrifices for the gospel, it may be inspiring for them to learn about the sacrifice Martin Harris made so the Book of Mormon could be published. Maybe you could invite someone to come to class prepared to tell about Martin's decision to mortgage his farm to pay for the printing of the Book of Mormon. See Saints, Volume 1, pages 76 through 78. What verses from section 19 might have helped him make his decision? You may want to invite class members to share how the Book of Mormon has blessed them and how thankful they are for Martin Harris's sacrifice and for others who sacrificed so the book could be published. Perhaps someone in the class could share a sacrifice they have made for the Lord. This may lead class members to think about their own willingness to sacrifice. Encourage them to share anything they find from Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, that inspires them to make sacrifices in order to do God's will. See especially verses 16 through 26 and 34 through 41. Additional resources. The cost of God's love. Referring to Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 18, Elder D. Todd Christofferson said, quote, "Let us consider the cost of God's precious love. His agony in Gethsemane and on the cross was greater than any mortal could bear. Nevertheless, because of his love for his Father and for us, he endured, and as a consequence he can offer us both immortality and eternal life." End quote. See Abide in My Love, Ensigner Leah Hona, November 2016. Improving Our Teaching. Create an environment that invites the Spirit. There are many ways you can invite the Spirit into your class. Prelude music can encourage reverence. Expressions of love and testimony can create a warm, spiritual atmosphere. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 15.